I heard that this German, not Gorbachev, the one, one German, maybe Russian, I'm not sure. One, he's, I think many years ago, before Tibet, you know, before also overtaken by communists. before that, much before that, I think. Gurdjieff, yes. Gurdjieff, yes. Gurdjieff. So Gurdjieff. Gurdjieff. So I think it's definitely very skillful person. I think this one, he's definitely very skillful person. Very, because at that time, people in the West, their mind is so closed up. You know, I think very difficult to talk about Dharma. I think so closed up. You know, no way to talk Dharma like now. No way. Things so closed up. You know, I think so, must be so difficult to talk Dharma. So he came from Russia, and also since he went to Tibet, into Tibet. So he spread, he gave teachings in London and different countries. So still the groups are still existing. The groups, you know, groups everywhere, still existing. Still there, continuing by themselves, you know, what he taught. His book, what he taught, you see. They are going, still continuing. But it's the term that he used, you know, it's very, very, very skillful, extremely skillful. I think it's a very intelligent person. So he used the word for ignorance, he used the word sleep. You know, for the concept of inherently, the wrong concept of inherently existence, you see, the ignorance, you know. Instead of saying that, ignorant, you see. I think be difficult. So he used the term sleep. Most people are in sleep. You know, he said term sleep. So which is a which is a very effective word. Which is a very true that unable to see the truth, and you see, and you have been caused you. All the false views, then all the false objects, then you can believe that true. So, I say, a very deep sleep. It's a, you see, sleep from beginningless rebirth, you know. that never had a break, you know. doesn't mean a prayer, even just two, three words, you know. then immediately clicks your mind. When your mind is ready, you see so much merit, so much strong, good devotion, receiving so much blessing in your heart, intense, so much time of scripture purified, much merit, then you see, it just clicks in your mind, you see. like that, you see, when the time is ready, when the mind is ready, so like that. You see. When the mind is not ready, then you hear the whole hundreds of volumes, you know, you hear nothing happening. It's like mind like harder than rock. Yeah. Harder than you see, iron, you know, iron, you know. you see nothing happens, you know. even one decide whole life, you know, no this, no that. So how many times you said no high, no nose, no tongue, no body, no body. So nothing happened. Nothing happening. This is like rock, you know. nothing touched that. So therefore if some experience like this, if it's happening, Then, if one is maintained on it, if one is maintained on the emptiness, it's very important to know ahead of time what happens, to have some idea before what happens. What happens is what kind of experience that you have to go through. See, if you don't know, if one doesn't know, if one has no idea what experience that you have to go through, you get. So most people, see, as mentioned, teaching some bodhisattvas, you know, intelligent bodhisattvas, when they realize emptiness, and then the tears come out, the eyes, the pores, the hairs from the pores stand up. so much out of joy, and the lower intelligent Buddhists, the lower intelligent Buddhists didn't get much fear when they realize emptiness. So, therefore, if one doesn't have some guidance, what's going to, in the actual time, when you start to realize emptiness, during this time, what's going to happen? You know, what experience going to happen? what one has to go through? You want to send some guidance, then you see, so most of us, then you see, the fear. The fear is a very deep fear. It's a very, fear from very inside the heart. You know, very strong fear, very deep fear from very inside the heart, she can rise. when we say, when I, that happens when you start to have experience of losing the eye, not knowing, so being confused, not knowing what's happening. even though it's correct, that's the way how you have to go through. But one didn't know before, no guidance, so then didn't have idea before. So then, even though it's correct experience, this is what should happen. Well, that one should go through this. One should go through these experiences. but then there's great end. So strong fear rises, and then there, because also thinking that you are doing something wrong, falling in nihilism. falling nihilism. having this fear. so strong fear that so afraid, then to mess it on, but so afraid to do the meditation on emptiness, so afraid that don't want to think about, don't want to meditate, you don't want to touch, you don't want to touch to that, this subject, so, for months, for a very long time, don't touch. So afraid, if this happens, then this becomes great obstacle. this becomes great obstacle to you, for you to achieve liberation from samsara. here's incredible opportunity. Here's he had unbelievable opportunities, you know, just about to realize his emptiness. Then, you see, because thinking that I'm falling in hallucination, Bruce didn't have an idea what's going to happen, you see, before. So then, then you stopped. You escaped away from that. So it became a huge obstacle. Because at that time it happened, you know, due to, very good moment, you know. You see, having all the conditions gathered is a very good moment, you know. Like a very important, yeah, very good moment that to catch, to catch or to have a jewel, you see. So then afterwards, you see, that's then. So, with fear, you never want to touch it, you never want to think about it. But it's, course, so for a long time. And then you see, difficult to come back, you know. it doesn't happen easily to come back to the same state. So it's important, if one is mentally on emptiness, it's important so to have the idea, to have some idea of what's going to happen, and that knowing that one has to go through this fear in order to realize emptiness, you have to go through this fear. So then, then by developing wisdom, realize emptiness, then you overcome all the fear, I mean the whole fear of samsara, you know. So like that. So then if one has realized emptiness, then what one should do, what is advised in the teachings by those experienced lamas, Dalai Lama's path. So try to go back to the state of emptiness, you know, by doing full analysis or whatever logic you use. So to go back to the same state of emptiness. in a very skillful way. So try to develop one-pointedness concentration. So in other words, one can practice samatha kama abiding on the object of emptiness. So that is what's called mentioned on the practicing meditation from the right view. From the right view. First do samatha, then afterwards realize emptiness. That's called right view from the meditation. Then when these experiences happen, what Lama Tsongkhapa said in the three principles, what Lama Tsongkhapa explained in the teaching, three principal aspects of half enlightenment, a person all the existence of the samsara and nirvana because cause and result cause and result of the existence of the samsara nirvana is the unbetrayable forever, the unbetrayable. So a person sees, you know, and discovers, you know, realizes the cause and result of the existence of the samsara nirvana is unbearable forever. The object that which is apprehended apprehended or that which is hold, that which is held, that which is held on, that which is held on the object of the the ignorance the object that which is held on by the ignorance completely destroyed like the rainbow disappeared, you see, completely, go non-existent. That time, that person is entered in the path, pleases Buddhas. That time, the person entered in the path, in the path which pleases the Buddha. One gets, so I heard in Lama Tsongkhapa's such as these teachings, these words, you see, the way Lama presented, you see, unshakable faith. It was what Lama Tsongkhapa said, you yourself, you know. Yourself, you see, experienced what is what Lama Tsongkhapa said. You yourself experienced. You yourself saw. You yourself experienced. So there is an unshakable faith in Lama Tsongkhapa's teaching. Those words, you see. So anyway, meaning is this. So you see. So for your study. to get more clear idea. So I would like to mention a few different things. So this will to help, you know, to get more clear idea, and also for meditation as well, to use for meditation, to use a meditation technique. Difficult to comprehend this subject. Generally, yes, it is regarded a very difficult subject. Yes, very subtle. You see, very difficult subject is regarded the recognized the teaching of the emptiness. You know, the subject, you see, the philosophical subject, you see. Philosophical subject or to understand. As far as realizing, it is said by Rukuri Sunas Dhyanabhuche, so realizing emptiness is actually very easy. That it's like, you know, Dhyanabhuche used to say, you know, thread. When the thread became tangled like this. I'm joking. Like this. So when thread become tangled, you see, if you know the point, if you know this one point there, if you pull that, then everything comes out. So it's like that, you see. thoughts like that. It's something which said that, you see, it's just a question of recognizing the object to be repeated. Once you recognize this, then that's it, you know. That's it, after that you realize emptiness. But what is the most difficult to realize is the bodhicitta. For realizing bodhicitta is more difficult. Realizing emptiness is easy. It's just a question of this. From the poor point, analysis of the poor point, you see, the first one, the point of recognizing the object to be reputed. So what is blocked? See, what is the block to realize emptiness? Is because the object to be reputed, this false view is there all the time. We always believe, we apprehend that, we hold on to that all the time, but, you know, haven't recognized. It's always there, but it haven't recognized, unable to recognize, that which is the hallucination is a hallucination, that which is a false is a false. So what's the block? See, the secret point of the what block to realize emptiness is by not having recognized, see, this object which is false. For example, I see that which is false. There is object to be reputed, you see, not having recognized that is object to be reputed, that is false. So that what blocked to realize emptiness. So there's merit, imprint, positive, I think the imprint of emptiness, you know, imprint of the, to realize emptiness, you know, left from past lives, past times, then skillful, and then much merit, you know, support of much merit. For the blessing of the Guru, and then it clicks the mind that to be able to recognize, and then the object to be repeated, you know, what is that, and then immediately after that, then you see seeing the emptiness as a so this is what normally mentioned teaching or the various lamas mentioned, not like that. So now to start, you know, some, you see, a simple way. So this also helpful that so you see, we wish a normal parent. You see, the parents, you see, the parent got child. Parents got child. So there's the aggregate, you see, but there's the aggregate, you know. The base, the aggregate is there. The association of body mind is there. But the parents haven't given the name yet. No, they haven't decided name. They haven't given name. So name is one. You know? Name is one. See, so they haven't given name one. You know, haven't given name is one. So in them. So that time, Mr. Wong, anyway, so that time, aggregate is there, but parents haven't given them yet, you see. So that time, Wong doesn't exist. That time, Wong does not exist. Understand this one. Now the other way. The parents, they decided, their parents, their mind already met the label Wong, you know, Mrs. Wong. but there's no aggregate. There's no base aggregate. Didn't happen yet. Doesn't exist. You know, there's no base aggregate. The child is that didn't happen yet. So that time, you see, Wong doesn't exist. That time Wong doesn't exist. So the truth and goodness before, there's the opposition about the mind, the child, you see, the child, it already happened. It's there, but they haven't gave them one. So that time one doesn't exist. And that time one doesn't exist. And other time the parents they gave the name one, but there's no association about the mind the child yet. Didn't happen. So that time one doesn't exist. Also that time, one doesn't exist. So now, so meditate on this. This is very simple. Meditate on this. So this gives some idea. Very simple example, but it makes some clear, you see. So when does one come in existence? Is only you see, there is the base aggregate in the association of the mind. Then parents, you see, make up the label. So relating, there is the base, you know, the association of the mind, the aggregate, you know. And then parents, you see, relating, or because there's this aggregate, you see. Which is not the body and the mind of the child. Then parents, you see, make up the label, you know, Wang, and believe in that, you see. So, they just make the idea, you know, they just create the idea of Wang, you know, and believe in that. So that time, Wong came in existence. Only that time, the Wong came in existence. Relating to the aggregates and depending on the mind labeling, then you see that one common existence. So therefore now, what is one? Yeah. So now here you can see, you want to analyze this way. What is one is nothing except what is made labeled by the mind. You see, what is one is nothing other except what is made labeled by the parent's mind. So now here, just this very simple meditation, but which makes which gives some idea, some clear idea, you see. So now here what comes to a conclusion, what is wrong is what is merely labeled by the mind. So, you see, this is the one, how it exists, what is one is this, what is merely labeled by mind, and this is where how one exists, no other way. So therefore, you can see from this, there's no one there on the base, the aggregate, on the association of body and mind, on the association of the base, the association of the body and mind, there's no one there. There's no one. There's no one. See? There's no one there. One is not there. On the association of body and mind, which is the base. So, one doesn't exist totally from its own self. Doesn't exist at all from its own side. Therefore, one doesn't exist at all. No? Totally doesn't exist from its own side. It's not that totally doesn't exist. It's not that totally doesn't exist, but it totally doesn't exist from its own side. So nothing slightest exists from nothing slightest exists from its own side. So that is the ultimate nature of the one, the emptiness of the one, the right view of the one. See. that one, has to realize. So this is a very simple, it's a very simple analysis. But even this, can be very effective to see what is the false and what is the truth. False one and one really actually exists. So it is then that that one we should apply. That example, if you understand that example, you feel that, then apply to the I. instead of one, then I. You see? The I, the analysis, the one, you see. So here, now apply the same, do the same analysis with the self I, see. Then see what conclusion comes, what you discover. So if it's correct, if it's precisely done as I explained the analysis, then you see what you discover is that there's no I. Where we believe that the I is not there. On this aggregate, on this aggregate, or inside this body, where we believe that is I, discover, realize that there's no there. No I there. But that doesn't mean. But that doesn't mean there is no I. that doesn't mean that I doesn't exist. That doesn't mean I doesn't exist. as I often say, even there's no I on this aggregate, association of body and mind, or in other words, inside this body, which we normally believe, even there's no I there, on those places that we believe, but there's I in this room, there's eye on this room, the inner on this room. There's eye in this room. there's eye on the cushion. There's eye on the cushion, sitting on the cushion. And so there's eye on the cushion, but there's no eye. There's eye on the cushion. There's yourself on the cushion, but there's no yourself eye in the body or on the aggregate. No, on the aggregate, the association of body mind. And it doesn't mean the eye doesn't exist at all from the tip of the hairs down to the toes, down to the big toes. Anyway, down that to in the toes, it exists nowhere. So as long as as long as the aggregates in this room, during those durations, there is an eye in this room, while there's no eye in the body or on the aggregates, you know, association of the mind, you see, on this association of the mind. So here, you see, so here, when we analyze like this, when we come to this point, here you can see, yeah. So here you can see, now. Here you can see now, even just by this analysis, you see what is the eye, it becomes so subtle, become extremely subtle. So what is that eye? You know, it's nothing. Nothing is nothing other except what is merely labeled by the mind. It's nothing other except what is merely labeled by the mind. So therefore, now you can see, the eye is not totally non-existent. The eye is not totally non-existent. It exists. It exists, but is like non-existent. It exists, but is like non-existent. So it becomes extremely fine, you know, phenomena. This is the borderline. I exist, doesn't exist. The borderline is I exist, but the borderline I exist, doesn't exist. You see, it becomes extremely fine. The borderline is exist, doesn't exist, become extremely fine. So subtle. Extremely subtle. So you cannot say it's totally non-existent. It exists, but it's like non-existent. So therefore, the conclusion is, you see, there is no slightest I existing from its own side. There is no slightest, you know, size of atom, you know, existing from the side. You know. There, you see, totally empty. So, see, which we have been believe appearing to us, and which we have been holding on to that from time without beginning, from beginningless samsara rebirth. So in reality, slightest of that, you see, never exists. Slightest of that, you know, slightest or even the atom, even the atom. That's why it never happened from beginning this report up to now. Never happened. They never existed. Never happened. It appears to us the same. That the I appearing to us, the appearing to us, inherently existent or not merely labeled by mind, but in reality, slightest even atom of that never happened. From beginning this report until now, never happened. It has been empty. It has been empty. It's a time without beginning. Yeah, then maybe. So maybe we start there. So, another simple meditation to recognize what false I and what I which exist. That is, which I normally tell during the courses, especially with the welcoming meditation, you see. Welcoming meditation with the dependent arising. So the way to find out the false I and the I which exist, in other words, to recognize object to be reputed, to recognize that, you know, that which is on the middle level I, to be able to recognize inherent and existent I, and the I, you see, so this is that which is the false in the hallucination one, then the I which exists. That which is merely labeled by the mind. So to do exercise, you know, So you are, you see, so even this is very, you know, even this very simple, but it's very effective. The mental emptiness. So you ask yourself what you're doing, you know, what are you doing. And then you give an answer to that question, you see, I'm sitting, or I'm talking, or I'm, whatever you see. So then the next question is, why I say, so right now, you see, we can meditate, that, you know, so what I'm doing, so, you can ask yourself, what are you doing? I'm sitting. Why I'm sitting. Why I believe I'm sitting. Now here the point comes up. Now here the point is point to reach to it. There's no other reason at all, except only say, the aggregate, the body is, you know, seating. You use this logic. After using this logic, then see what happens to your, see what happened, what effect happened to your mind. After using this logic, see what effect it happened to your mind. You see, in regards to your view of the eye, you see, your view of the eye, and it, see what change happened. So if there's change, you know, the way the eye appears, the way the eye appears to you, there's a change in your view. There's no eye there. There's no eye there. except what is merely labeled by my mind. You know, I am sitting. Here there's no eye. Here there's no eye, except what my mind may label, I'm sitting. See, that's the conclusion. Yeah, that's what has to realize. Mm. So stay there. Stay there a little bit, you see. Mm. In the understanding of the awareness of dependent arising. Mm. The subtle dependent arising. Then when the mind is distracted from this, then I can check how does that check how the how the I is appearing to me. No? Mm. So that time again it came back. The old I came back. The old I means the false. That was the false. There is the false. There is the hallucinations can see again come back. You know, again. Again one has this appearance. See when the mind is distracted, when you check how the eyes appear to you. The old way, the old style, the old way. Not the eye merely leveled by the mind, but the eye existing from its own side, you see. So, after the mind is distracted, you know, from the meditation, from the practice of mindfulness, independent arising, then when you look at how, when you examine how the eyes appear to you, then you see differently from the previous one. The experiences that you had, of the eye that you had just before. So this one is appearing back to you, not merely labeled by mind, which means existing from some side. So again, this is what is the object to be reputed, and this is hallucination. This is the false I, that which means this is the one which is non-existent. It means this is the one which is non-existent. So again, then again, you use the same reason. You see, you ask question to yourself. you see, maybe relating with the speech, relating with the mind, what are you thinking, you know? What are you doing that I'm thinking, you see? Or say, what are you experiencing? I'm tired. sitting a long time, tired. So in the becoming a battle, you know. Anyways, that's joking. So then I can do analysis. Mm. Well, you can say, why I say this, you know, why I believe this. you find the reason. Then the reason, not the reason, except I guess the mind is thinking, or speech doing this, and body doing this, you know. There's no other reason except this. So again, when you look at the effect, you know, effect to your mind or the view of your eye, you see, how you see the eye, what happened in the view of your eye, again, there's no eye there, you see. Oh, so you do on and off, you see. So then you see, makes more and more clear what is the other which doesn't exist at default, see. And the object of ignorance, which is object of ignorance, and that we have to realize the empty in order to cut, eradicate the ignorance through samsara, see. Yeah, then maybe stop here. So here, really stopping. Maybe to refuge Buddhist. I'll go for refuge the group which you like Bajas Sabha when you come. I'll go for refuge to Buddhama Sangha and achieve enlightenment. Due to marriage or having my cherry so called, may I achieve enlightenment in order to benefit for all the migrant beings. I go for refuge to Buddhama Sangha. Until I achieve enlightenment, due to the merit of having done charity and so forth, may I achieve enlightenment in order to benefit of all the migratory beings. I go for refuge with Dhamma Sangha, until I achieve enlightenment, due to the merit of having made charity and so forth, may I achieve enlightenment in order to benefit of all the migratory beings. purpose of my life is to fill something that's more with thousands. And courses, and to bring them into full enlightenment. To that, at first, I must should achieve full enlightenment. I must actualize steps of enlightenment. For that reason, I must purify all the obstacles of the nirkama defilements. If I'm now in the lower realm, hell realm, Hades, after experience, completely overwhelmed by the Hades suffering, besides there's no opportunity to practice Dharma. And death can happen any time. The dead can happen any time. In a moment. So therefore, without delay, in a second, I must purify all these obscurations. So, you can do the visualization without me to repeat, expand. So, the ESA. The three types of different ways of purifying. Om Bajasato Samaya Manabalaya Bajasato Dendava Tiradira Membava Sudavira Membava Sudavira Membava Anurado Membava Sudavira Membaya Dasava Kamasudamis Shreyama Guru Maha Ha Ho Bhagavana Savatata Kata Vesamana Mujda Vesarim Bivama Samaya Sato Avombe Om Bajasato Samaya Manabalaya Bajasato Tena Vazira Membava Sudavira Membava Sukhaya Nabava, Anurata Nabava, Savasidin Nabaya, Savakama Susan, Mesitama Chiri Yamakuru. Ha ho Bagavana, Savasaka, Besamama, Besare, Bivama, Samaya, Sadawombe, Ambassador Samaya.